Welcome to all the viewers, and I'm expecting the viewers are devotees of Sri Krishna or sincere inquirers, sincere seekers. And here we are to give some words from our masters about what is the goal of life, where are we now, and how to go from where we are now to that goal. That goal being joy, eternality, a life of love with God, a life of love with Krishna. Krishna is shown, indicated throughout the whole of the Veda as the supreme original personality of Godhead that everyone is praying to in different forms, different conceptions of prayer and different conceptions of understanding who he is. So we are coming with the words of great masters, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, all are presenting to us the pure, clean, solid, deep teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as presented by Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in this modern age. Very applicable for you and I, for all of us in this world which is full of materialism, distraction, where we have short life, short memory, many apparent disqualifications, but one qualification, that being in an almost helpless position, not knowing the journey of life, then we are good candidates, we hope, for causeless mercy to come from the Lord. And especially is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord manifests here in this world to teach us the path of devotion, to leave our self-centered interests and instead whatever attractions we have to material things for ourselves now, we want to transfer that attachment to the Lord, to the loving, honest, pure, wholesome, origin of everything, who we all in our heart know is good, know that he is our protector, our guardian, and also know that he can give all joy and happiness if only we can come in line with his desire instead of our own separate interests. We have a super well-wisher in the form of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. We were in close service with him for many years, and we saw his life, we saw his great example of what is dedication, what is devotion to Krishna, to Krishna's agents, and what is love of God, what is it to be just attracted out of love and affection to do so many selfless things. And he brought us Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He brought us their message. He helped us to understand and to apply in a very practical, day-to-day, living world. A living world, how to be conscious of the Lord, how to change our life so that we see this world as actually a place of encouragement, a place of our training ground to come to the land of Krishna consciousness. And we all need a training ground. We all need some primary education in habits, in consciousness, and in knowing what is what. So, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he came around the world 24 times, 24 world tours, Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, engaged in from 1992 up until shortly before his disappearing, passing away from this world in 2010. And on his first world tour, then Srila Gurudev, he's coming, he's meeting the devotees, friends and their families, and coming in a very approachable way to meet those who would not otherwise be able to come to India for financial and many reasons. And he came to make himself available, to be very open, approachable. And he came with this gift of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that has been brought by Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and by himself. So their contribution, their distribution and his own distribution, as Guru said, I am also Govinda Maharaj. So Govinda Maharaj and Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada coming to give some grace to us, some hope for us in the world. I'll read a few words from him, because really I always want to give attention and focus, because it is the necessity of everyone's life, generation after generation. From now on, we need to give our focus to the words of Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada. Such a grand dispensation has come from the Lord in the personality of His, in the personalities of His devotees. And even the Lord Himself as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came to distribute love of God, which will flow in the current of being God-centered, Krishna-centered, the current of harmony. And it is what everyone is searching for. Harmony, love, sweetness, beauty, honesty. And all this is open to us all if we can give our attentive hearing with our ears but with our heart to the message of Bhagavad Gita, of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, of Upadeshamritam, of the guidance that's been given by the scriptures, but the guidance of also the agents of the Lord who have given the scriptures, but have also have led a visible life in this world, led a visible life of devotion as an example for us all. So very practical things, some words from Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Gurudev. I'll read these now. We really are all brothers and sisters related with each other in a higher way. Remember, Gurudev here is in the Western world, so he's come out from India, and he's saying that we really are all brothers and sisters related with each other in a higher way. And everybody has some existence with a relationship to each other in their eternal form. That is Chaitanya Jivatma, the conscious living soul. And everybody has a service relationship with our divine lover, Lord Sri Krishna. In that way, we are all related. We must try to help each other to progress in the line of Krishna consciousness. And then we will easily proceed to our destination. That is the advice of the scriptures. So we must try to help each other to progress in the line of Krishna consciousness. And then we will easily proceed to our destination. That is the advice of the scriptures. Then Srila Gurudev continuing, in this way, I need your association. You are giving me much affection, but not for mundane enjoyment, and not for taking or giving something mundane. By your association, perhaps I can give some hope to you all to try to proceed to your destination. I can say, what is your own property? What is the wealth of your soul? I must try to help you, and you also can give me hope and encouragement for that transcendental service. That is my hope. You have many things in this mundane world, but the real necessity is the mood of practicing Krishna consciousness. That has no end, and it is increasing in an ever more beautiful way. With heartfelt energy, you please try to proceed. And you can preach this Krishna consciousness to others for their benefit. I shall try to help in that way. And if you have any questions about Krishna consciousness, I will try to give an answer. And then just a short paragraph more. Srila Gurudev then expressing, my English is very poor, so I cannot give a formal lecture. It is very difficult for me to give that. But it is very easy for me to give answers about Krishna consciousness. I have received some mercy from my Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj, Srila Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And for a long time I am connected with their movement. Also, it is my duty to everybody. If I can help you to feel satisfied in Krishna consciousness, then I must feel satisfaction in my service. So, if you have any questions, you can ask them, and I shall be very happy. Always we want to try to express not only the teachings of our masters, but their mood. And their mood, I promise you, we were with them, we saw throughout. Their mood was sweet, it was affectionate, it was considerate, yes. It was charming, it was natural, it was their very nature coming out to extend to us mercy, to extend to us grace that we are actually ignorant of what is life. Without having some teacher, we cannot understand intuitively that what is what and how to go, where is the destination. We may intuitively have some moral codes, some moral ideas. Even the animals have moral codes. Different animals have different moral codes for their family life, for their eating, for their consumption of other living entities, etc., how they live in the environment. That's within their DNA, that's within their conscience and consciousness. And similarly, we can have some idea of moral codes, but of beyond this world, the plane where we are not able to take our material conceptions into the living land, the land which is separate from matter. In that, what is easily said to be transcendental, but in that living, upper, alive plane, then we need to have some guidance. We need to know what is the proper thing to do, what is the improper thing to do for our spiritual nourishment. And as Srila Gurudev pointing out here, the great necessity of everyone, of all, is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. And everywhere we see that great messiahs, great teachers, they are all coming to try to raise us from mundane consciousness and mundane bad habits, bad behavior, which will take us down. You've heard of karma. And try to take us up to a happier, not only happier, but best place, out of suffering and to joy. Out of the temporary nature of everything to the permanent land. So, and out of darkness to light, without knowing what is what, coming to wake up to the land of consciousness, Chaitanya Jivatma. Srila Gurudev used that Sanskrit expression just before there. So, many places are coming to give us something good. And now in this world, we've got some contact with those who are coming to give us good, better, best. And even the professor may come to teach the young children, especially his own children or relatives' children. The professor may come to do the duty of a kindergarten or junior school teacher through affection, through concern, through care, through knowing the necessity that we need to give proper education so that those growing up, those who are coming into this world, get to understand that this human life is meant to wake up our Krishna consciousness and give us the opportunity in this preparing stage of our lives, that we may be then, as we become more prepared, that we may become fully prepared, so that we may receive the mercy of the Lord to come into the land of dedication. Only by dedication to the Lord can we go to the land of dedication, okay, naturally, but the land which is the Lord's land, where everyone is dedicated to him. And who is he, that him, to which to be dedicated? Not just a general idea of, you know, greatness and God, but the science of God, his different manifestations, is extremely dealt with in Srimad Bhagavatam, and more recently in the prolific works of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, many places. There's no shortage of reference to the Lord, what he does, who he is, his different manifestations, indications to show us that ultimately the origin of all powerful personalities, all gods, manifestations of the Supreme Lord, and bigger personalities like Jiva Atma, as we say in Jiva Atma, but very powerful persons who are the controllers of air, water, fire, all kinds of things, digestion, everything within this world has a presiding deity, a deva, demigod, who is looking after these different elements of the world. But of the world, there are the devas, the demigods. But beyond the world, there is the creator of the world. So it's the creator of the universes. And there's the creator of you and I, consciousness, conscious living entities, us. The Lord is conscious. From consciousness comes consciousness. This is a natural matter. Not from matter we get consciousness, but from life comes life. This is very much understood. In the garden, you have to have life. You can't just have mud. Mud itself does not produce life. So the very basic understanding that there is matter and there is consciousness. And there is then natural thing. There is an origin of matter and there is an origin of consciousness. We see there's an origin of everything. And there's an origin of everything, which especially when we see the wonder in things, we say, oh, who made this? Who made these mobile phones? Who made all of this technology we're using? Some very good brains and a combination of good brains. Where does that capacity come from? Where does intelligence come from? There's an origin everywhere. And if we can open our eyes to that origin, we will find ultimately, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Origin of all, original of everything. He is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, eternality, consciousness, and super joy. That embodiment, and this is Govinda, Krishna. The whole of the Vedas are showing this. The Vedas, the books of knowledge that have come from the knowledgeable persons who have revealed truth, who have understood and seen, and who are sharing with us the very best things. So Srila Govinda Maharaj, so approachable, and he's sharing the very best things for us all. And we do encourage you to try to read daily in a consistent way from beginning to end. The books, the transcripts, and especially the books which are very much thoroughly looked through, edited, made sure that they're correct, presenting things correctly and not mishearing, etc. The books of Srila Govinda Maharaj, the books of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and the books of Srila Prabhupada. This way, we can help to give ourselves a healthy perspective of this world and of the prospect of this life if it is used correctly. This is our introduction, and this is also our little encouragement in some small way. As Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Gurudev was saying here, we need each other to get some inspiration, to get some continued focus on our journey back home, back to home, sweet home, with Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. And central to all of this is the chanting of the Maha Mantra, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. That Maha Mantra is, as you all know, I'm sure, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And how to chant it good, better, best, please come to the guidance of Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. You will find wonderful things. Hare Krishna. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.